Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Protesting in Philadelphia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and more stealing.
More than 1,000 looters ransacking stores just like this one. Looters carrying away dozens of TVs, Christmas trees.
And a lot more was taken from the Walmart. Fox's Aisha Hosni's at something Walter Wallace's family urged people not to do after the black man's police shooting death. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, his father, Walter Wallace Sr., called for an end to the looting and the violence in a press conference yesterday. Family members say officers knew Wallace Jr. was in a mental health crisis because they had been to the family's house three times on Monday. The younger Wallace was shot after coming toward officers with a knife. A lawyer for the family also says they made that 911 call for an ambulance to get him help with that mental health crisis, not for police intervention. Wallace's wife is pregnant and scheduled to have labor induced today. Dave.
Tony, the Biden campaign says looting is not a protest. It's a crime. The White House called it a consequence of the Democrats' war on police.
It took generations to build the America that we know and love. But if the radical left gained power, it would take them only a matter of months to burn it down.
President Trump rallied in three states. Today it's Arizona. His rival Joe Biden was in Georgia.
Just imagine where he'd be today if the president had embraced wearing masks instead of mocking it.
A boy is in critical condition in Meigs County, Tennessee, the day after a truck crashed into a school bus taking kids home yesterday. The bus driver and a 7-year-old girl were killed. 6 other children hospitalized. Zeta is a hurricane again, targeting Louisiana later today.
And we think it has the potential to strengthen a little bit more before it makes landfall.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. Los Angeles is celebrating again. First the Lakers NBA championship, and now this.
Great play! Dodgers have won it all!
L.A. beat the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1 in Game 6 of the World Series on Fox, the Dodgers' first championship in 32 years. America's listening to Fox News.
Hillary Clinton called hardworking Americans like you deplorable.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
Joe Biden called us bad people.
Not very good people.
Liberal Hollywood attacks our faith.
Amy Comey Barrett, Catholic, really Catholic.
And the liberal media attacks our values.
The credulous boomer rube demo that backs Donald Trump.
They openly hope for the death of our president. Hillary Clinton's former spokesperson said, "I hope he dies." Barack Obama's former speechwriter said, "F these people. It's disgraceful." President Trump stands with us, the people who work for a living, get our hands dirty, care for our families, worship God, and stand for our flag. And we're proud to say Donald Trump is our president.
I'm Donald Trump, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
There are several hundred lawsuits related to the election that's just 6 days away. The early voting totals across America are already up to almost 68 million, and more will be voting early today in person and sending more ballots back by mail. One of the lawsuits is in Michigan.
Court of Claims Chief Judge Christopher Murray's decision blocks a state attorney general's order on open carry of guns outside polls. Gun rights advocates sued after Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson said those carrying guns could come no closer than 100 feet of polling places. The state says the guns would intimidate voters, also citing concern after the recently foiled plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Pro-gun advocates say if the weapons aren't being brandished, there's nothing illegal. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says the ruling will be appealed. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Now, that thwarted plot was said to be in anger over Governor Whitmer's coronavirus restrictions. Her critics, including President Trump, have called them too limiting. In Illinois, a store that had COVID rules put two customers in a rage.
Police say a security guard at a Westside Chicago store was stabbed 27 times by two women, upset he told them to wear face masks and use hand sanitizer. Prosecutors say 21-year-old Jessica Hill and her 18-year-old sister Jayla are jailed without bond on a number of charges. The 32-year-old guard is hospitalized in critical condition with stab wounds to his chest, back, and arms. The women's court-appointed attorney says his clients claim they acted in self-defense and both suffer from bipolar disorder. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
On Wall Street, another sell-off is brewing. Dow futures down nearly 500 points as markets also drop overseas. The Dow has plunged 872 points the last two trading days. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Well, good morning, ESPN 93.5. Watts Copy Systems brings us our weather. Their new location is at 475 Devonshire Drive in Champaign. Same great service, same great products. Call Greg Wolf today, 352-0428 for Watts Copy Systems. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Another great morning to start. High 53 expected, partly cloudy by this afternoon. A little breezy with winds up to 22 miles per hour, the low 41 into the evening tonight. Things will get a little better. We've got morning showers and a high 53 expected tomorrow, then partly cloudy. Sunshine on Friday with a high 51, 57 with partly cloudy conditions for Halloween and those trick-or-treaters who are coming out to trick-or-treat. And
but I have to have a mask and gloves. And
right.
And it's 6
Maybe
to 8 or 5 to 7. What are the times in Champaign? Can somebody please?
I think 5 to 7.
All right, 5 to 7 is when...
Right.
And then I go to bed, and then I fall back an hour on my clock.
We've
and
got a little double whammy this weekend. So 40 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, good to have you along. Lots to talk about this morning. The Tony Bobulinski interview about Joe Biden with Tucker Carlson. We cover it coming up. Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum. Brother Johnny in New Orleans, where another storm is headed to the Crescent City's way. We shall discuss that as we go here this morning. Well, I'll tell you what, there was a priest out in Maryland, Towson, Maryland, Catholic priest who talked politics. It was bold? I don't know. I don't know if generally from the pulpit he wasn't advocating a candidate as he was, he was kind of not advocating Biden because of his stance on abortion. And he called them non-negotiable. There's non-negotiable points of the Catholicism, those that follow the Catholic faith, which, you know, all under one Christian tent, I hope. But Catholics believe staunchly that life begins at conception. And so this priest was pretty adamant there's non-negotiables. Marriage is between a man and a woman, and abortion is wrong. That's what this priest said. I'll play the clip. We got Monsignor Mark Meridian coming up in a matter of moments. The election now 6 days away. Philadelphia, where there was a black man shot, mentally ill, charging police with a knife. Sad, but that caused riots and the looting of stores last night. People don't even wear a mask anymore. They weren't even face covering in the pandemic. They were just stealing. 1,000 people hit the Walmart. Not much is there. Shooting even over some of the tennis shoes. That's in Philadelphia.
Right.
I'm sure we have more on that coming up as well. Okay, here's what I was referencing. Father Edward Meeks, Towson, Maryland, Catholic priest.
Among the list of non-negotiable values which he identified, chief among them are the sanctity of life from conception to natural death, the sanctity of marriage as a lifelong sacramental union of a man and a woman, and the preservation of religious liberty. They are non-negotiable because they are of paramount importance in Catholic moral theology. They are the moral principles where the Church draws a clear line in the sand. In all of the fog and the confusion and spin that surrounds every political season, we must, as faithful Catholics, conscientiously vote in such a way that best upholds and protects these non-negotiable values.
Among them, of course, abortion and marriage. He said some are more important than others. He said that the others are important, but those two are non-negotiable. Monsignor Mark Meridian, how are you, my friend?
Good morning, Stevie J. I'm well, thank you. Praise God.
Praise God, Monsignor, ladies and gentlemen, is a man of God. I mean, you just are as faithful of a man I have ever met.
Right. What were your years at St. Matthew's in Champaign?
Well, I was there on two tours of duty. Mm-hmm. So that would have been from 1993 to 97. And then from 2001 to 2012.
Well, okay. Wonderful to hear your voice and have Monsignor Mark Meridian on. Okay, Father Edward Meeks speaks from the pulpit in Towson, Meridian, Towson, Maryland. What was your reaction to that?
Well, I listened to his homily. It's very clear. It's well presented. And I thought he did a great job of helping people to understand the issues at hand, the preeminent issues that the bishops speak of in regard to Catholic social teaching. So I thought he did a really well presented homily.
Regarding abortion, and you know, clearly Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, these are, I presume, active Catholics. Mm-hmm. How do they deal with the conflict there of supporting abortion, even partial birth, even after birth abortion, where the baby's alive on the table?
That's right.
How do we navigate that? And should they take communion? Should they not be Catholics? What's the answer there?
Yeah, what they often say is that this is their personal held belief, but they think that's separate from their political role as a senator or a representative or whoever it might be, or even vice president. And what the church would say is that no, they're one and the same. Those are preeminent foundational issues to how you live your life. So if you're going to call yourself a member of the team, you have to do what the coach says. And it's interesting. I don't know how they can reconcile that, except that they call it personal choice, different from their role.
And even, you know, Amy Coney Barrett, who's certainly pro-life, but she's going to have decisions to make that might be against what she believes. Mm-hmm. As a judge in her role, I can even kind of understand what she believed would be the law and the Constitution and everything. But when you write the laws in the legislation, I would think certainly, well, you have a chance to actually change that if you are consistent with your faith.
Correct. And that's why I think a lot of it's difficult for a lot of Catholics to go into politics, even though they would like to, because of the position of our world that holds that they can't reconcile both of these together. And we need people like Father Meeks. We need others to be able to preach the truth boldly and zealously, as St. Paul says.
The civil unions, was that a news story? The Pope had mentioned the other day, I think it's the last week, he said the Catholics should accept civil unions, obviously different than marriage. What was your take on the ability for LGBTQ people civil unions? What do you think?
Yeah, sure. So a couple of things, and I only know what you know and read what you read, but it depends what you read, which is important. So when he was the Archbishop of Buenos Aires, I was reading that there was a plan, just like in our country, recently in Illinois even, to pass civil union laws in regard to destroying marriage. So that was the goal of really some of our Illinois laws. So the bishops also said, well, if we have to recognize civil unions, they should have legal protection. Those in civil unions should have legal protection for their health care benefits. And that's really the area that I was dealing with. And that's what I think the Pope did the same thing, because the government in Argentina wanted to pass laws that changed the definition of marriage. Pope said, no, let's not do that.
Is this a news story, or something that's been out there for a while?
Oh, no, that's been out there for quite a while.
Why did the media bring it up last week? I mean, it sounded like a news story, and it's like, okay, I get it. I know who I'm dealing with. I just wanted to clear it up. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly. And so, obviously, there were two. He did an interview in 2019 with a Mexican journalist, and he made comments in regard to this topic. Well, then the recent documentary that came out took those comments out of context and put that in the documentary.
Okay.
So, so that's why there's always confusion, and you have to read and drill down to really what was being said.
Well, enough said. If you told me it's not a news story, I'm not surprised they were stirring something up.
How unfortunate.
Not surprising. Right. All right, it's Monsignor Mark Meridian. Poor Father Ken from St. Matthew's in the 80s. I think he thought of me and said, he just has so many questions. Do you think, and I said it before you jumped on, I mean, the Catholic faith, as the late, great Bob Iman, he says, we don't feel we're better. We feel we have a little more to offer. But
there you go. That's good old Bob.
But isn't it Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and isn't there a kind of a Christian, We're all Christians, if you're a Christian, as far as I don't think God will have, I don't know, though. And these are one of those questions. I remember when I was sitting next to you one time, I said, I've got a lot of questions. And you said, I have the answers because my answers are from God.
There you go.
What a conduit. What a great guy. All right. So won't we all just, it won't be a Lutheran line, will there? There won't be a different denominational line. Or how was that? What do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, it's all, obviously we want to live according to God's plan and to love, according to God's love. And that's ultimately what this is about. And the more we bring that out in our world, the better our world is going to be. Because we have many, many people that have no moral guidance or moral moorings. And that's why anything goes with a lot of people today. And we're not going to be able to bring about the unity of our country and the unity of our world if we have billions of different interpretations of what is due to me or how I can live. And, you know, in great humility and love, God tells us that his laws, his guidelines are to help us to be happier, holier, and to be better people, to be the best that we can be. That's why we want to follow God's plan, because it's going to make a difference in our world, and that's what we need.
And the greatest of these is love, right? I mean, it's...
Right.
We just have to love more and hate less, but man, I really feel right. What's going on, Monsignor, is a real battle between good and evil right now. I don't think it's right, mm-hmm. wrong. It's good mm-hmm. and evil. There is something going on that is absolutely evil. It's really bad. Mm-hmm. There's so much right. vitriol. It's unbelievable.
I see a lot of Catholic signs for Biden with some Catholic expression. I think it was something in Italian. I don't know. I can't think of it now. But, you know, they feel like, oh, I'm voting for someone who's in my faith. But it's just right. really hard when you dig into his past and all the things he supported as a Catholic.
Right, exactly. And that's where, you know, obviously we, the church teaches that people have to vote their consciences, but their consciences have to be well-formed. And that's like, for example, reading these articles, reading all the news stories, you have to drill down to actually what is going on. And then, as Father Meek said, you know, the church teaches there are preeminent or foundational or priority issues according to her teachings that are taking precedence in how we live, how we vote, how we act, and the decisions that we make. And that is very, very clear. So, you know, we can't just see everything as, well, we like the person. And that's what I was preaching about this past weekend. We don't, we're not labeled by our political party. We're not named by our political party. We are first and foremost followers of the Lord Jesus. And that's what should define how we live and act, not a political party.
You know, I could hear you talk
very
for another
good.
Hour or so, Monsignor. And by the way, you said, you know, you only know what, you know, we read and you read. I thought you had like the red phone to Rome.
Right.
I thought you, that's what I heard. I mean, you should have the
it's
red.
It's a white phone.
Oh. I just thought it was the direct
Stevie, that's
line.
The problem.
I thought you had
You're
that.
You're trying to get me to buy a red phone. I need a white phone.
White phone, 1-800-VATICAN, just your line. Boom, you're in. I think the world of you. I think God has blessed you so much with the word and the inspiration you give somebody. Can I talk to the bishop about you coming back to Champaign, or
yes.
is that a no-go? Is there?
I'm happy here. I'm serving well in Rock Island. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, there but you're not in Champaign, which is my point. We really miss you here. Listen, it's always a pleasure and an honor to talk to you. I really appreciate your thoughts. And
great.
We need.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Yep.
And we keep the faith.
We are going to keep the faith. The country needs to come back to God in a big way. I just pray for that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
I
you.
That. That's
hey,
so true.
Great to visit, Monsignor. Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
All right, you guys. Diane, good to talk to you.
You
CBJ,
too.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Monsignor Mark Meridian. He's in Peoria, and now he's in Rock Island.
Right.
He's at Rock Island,
mm-hmm.
which is essentially Iowa.
And
it?
Thanks, Paul,
city.
For that tidbit on Father Edward Meeks from Christ the King in Towson, Maryland on October 11th. Staring into the Abyss was
yeah.
the name of the sermon.
It has been all over the place.
Yes.
I've had it emailed to me like four times.
Exactly.
So appreciate that. Sports, World Series, it's over.
Yes. LA Dodgers win 3-1 over the Tampa Bay Rays.
I think the big news here is the Cardinals have 5 days to offer Yadier Molina something, because 5 days after the World Series, you have to offer.
I see.
Otherwise, Yadi can be a free agent.
Okay.
Here's your weather.
We've got a high 53, clouds this morning, but partly cloudy by this afternoon, and we've got a low 41 into the evening tonight. Tomorrow, we've got a high of 55, down to around a 38, and more sunshine at the end of the week and into Saturday. Right now, the temperature's at 40 with the clouds on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Rob Meyer over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. All right, we had that interview. Tony Bobulinski. Tony was the guy that worked with the Bidens.
Yes.
He was on Tucker Carlson last night. We'll touch on that here. Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, in 10 minutes. It's now 7:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
General Electric's summer quarter wasn't as weak as Wall Street was expecting, though with the slump in air travel, GE Aviation's business declined nearly 40% from a year ago. The company says it's on track with its cost cutting. GE reduced debt by $2.6 billion. United Parcel Service is delivering a lot of packages in the pandemic, and it's making money. UPS's business was up in the summer quarter and was stronger than forecast. UPS isn't predicting its business for the year because of the uncertainty caused by the pandemic. Heineken is planning cuts to deal with an extended period of volatility and uncertainty. Though people have been buying beer to drink at home, restaurant and bar business has been crushed. It expects to scale back in the first part of next year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download Perino and Steierwald. I'll tell you what.
Trump had no political option but to proceed. If he left it open, Biden was going to use it the way Trump used the Scalia seat in 2016, no doubt about it. Also, that's what his voters want, right? Trump's base would not want him to chance losing the seat. They would be very angry with the president if he said, we'll just see what happens. They want this seat.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Whether you're just starting out, tired of renting, or purchasing your dream home, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's right for you. With a simplified home buying experience, Busey will be there for you every step of the way. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bummed out about no tailgating this football season?
Welcome to Moe's!
Tailgate at home this year with a meal kit from Moe's. Choose from a choice of their nachos kit, tacos kit, or fajitas kit. All kits come with your choice of meats along with beans, pico de gallo, Moe's famous queso, and of course, free chips and salsa on the side. Each kit serves 4 to 6. Visit Moe's.com or call the Champagne Moe's 352-6637. Available for pickup or delivery.
Yeah, we are 4-point underdogs as you get your Moe's fajita bowls and meal kits. We play Purdue 11 a.m. on Saturday. All kinds of virtual stuff, I guess, going on.
Yeah, if you're home gating, Moe's would be a great choice.
Yeah. So anyway, Illinois-Purdue, we'll see if the Illini can look, well, they got to look better. They weren't very good against Wisconsin. We're
just working out all the, you know, tweaking the program.
Yeah, let's just hope we come out there and play a great football game, hopefully win.
For sure.
All right, so lots of things. Governor Pritzker was in Champaign-Urbana yesterday,
yes,
so apparently
he was.
We're tabling high school sports for the winter. It's not necessarily canceled as it is. We're going to wait and see.
Well, and especially basketball. And I feel bad for IHSA. They have a meeting today, but only had a 15-minute, you know, heads up on Pritzker's announcement of we're taking high school basketball off the table. It will not start on time. It's high risk. Do you move? I mean, if you're this close to Indiana.
You're just not going to. And again, this is like, oh, it's just high school basketball. Nobody cares about that. These are the avenues and pathways for a lot of kids to go to Division III, community college,
for
Division II, Division
sure.
I. There's a lot of kids that are planning to go to college to play without a season. It's kind of a big deal for a family. So to just, you know, not even give the IHSA a heads up is unbelievable.
I
don't get it. And then again, I don't understand why. And it's a philosophical thing, and it's going to follow pretty much red and blue and philosophical, liberal and conservative on not necessarily focusing on how many people get coronavirus, but who gets coronavirus. We should protect those most vulnerable. We know a lot about this, much more than 6 months ago. You need to protect those with pre-existing and those that are older, for sure. But younger, we are going to be fine. The flu is more deadly for these kids than corona. So does that mean we can't ever go back, because the flu kills three or four times more people die from this season's flu, the kids in the country, than corona?
But people will raise the vaccination flag, Stevie. Or at least we have a vaccination for the flu.
But I'm saying that the flu can kill more kids than the coronavirus. So why would you ever go back with the flu? With the vaccination, we still kill more. I'd say let's focus on who gets the virus, not how many. A lot of people that get it don't even feel bad. Now, you don't want to spread it, but I'm just saying that those vulnerable have to be careful, because it might kill you. So if you have asthma and you're 45, or you have diabetes and you're 50, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
If you're 75 and have it, you got to be really careful.
Mm-hmm.
This is awful.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. But I if you look at the science, Governor, under 20, you're good. What about those around him? Well, those around him have to be careful. If you're a coach and you're 62 years old and you've got diabetes, you can't coach. That's what I'd recommend.
We're getting some insight here from Jason. Quite a few states' top high school football players went to their states to play. Imagine how many of Chicago's top basketball players will leave to play.
Well, they're going to have to if you want to be seen and recruited.
Right.
It is just shutting down kills more people than coronavirus. If you think about all the cancer treatments that didn't get done, people die. We don't really focus on that. You think about the suicides, the alcohol abuse, the drug abuse, the domestic violence, the unbelievable mental problems we're having in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So closing is not the answer. Shutting down is not the answer. That's my opinion. You can disagree. Oh, he's so irresponsible. Well, but we're going to disagree on this thing, because I'm looking at the science. What about you? We're good. Younger is good. If you're younger with diabetes, you need to hang out. Right? So we know older is bad, generally, and pre-existing is bad. So if you have both of them, you really got to be careful. If you got pre-existing and you're 24 years old, you got to be careful. You got to stand down.
Right.
But you can't shut down 330 million people in the economies that are killing people by the depression and the despair and the shutdown of these small businesses. Different philosophy, that's all. If I was in charge, it'd be a lot different. Thank you very much. I'm here all week. Mm-hmm. Well, it's Wednesday, Therapy Wednesday. That's where we are, 728.
And we're getting lots of people chiming in on Facebook. If you have something to text in, it's 359-2255. We're always heard at steviejay.com.
Well, I got to admit it, so let's touch on anything else.
Well, Marcus had chimed in. I wish people were cautious with the flu as they are with this election infection. He also mentioned, when we were talking to Monsignor Mark Meridian about standards, expressions, morals, life values have been devalued in today's world.
Well, there is right and there is wrong. There are consequences. There are moral values and a foundation that is hopefully based in trust and integrity, but we do lack a lot of stuff. And the Christian faith, in my opinion, certainly drives home a lot of those forgiveness, the top tenet of the Christian faith. You forgive one another, you love others, you treat others as you would like to be treated, you think outside for somebody else, not necessarily all about you. This is some great values. The Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not steal, Philadelphia. No matter what happens, you can't break the window and go take everything out of Walmart. That's stealing. Unbelievable. There's no excuse for it. It's disgusting. They're not even covering up. They don't even care anymore. People see them on camera. Okay, we got to talk about Tony Bobulinski, the Tucker Carlson interview, the election. That's next. ESPN 93.5. It is 7:29.
This message brought to you by PDR Automotive. Fall is here in Champaign-Urbana, and October is an important month. It's not only car care month, it's also breast cancer awareness month. So ladies, please schedule your screening today. And to schedule your car care winter inspection, that can be done at PDRauto.com or by calling 367-9481. That's PDRauto.com or at 367-9481. Remember, they're what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR, keeping you safe out on the roads this winter.
Pia's opens every morning daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger, along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
I'm Chris Foster. 6 days to Election Day, President Trump campaigns in Arizona after yesterday's three-rally day in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska.
It took generations to build the America that we know and love, but if the radical left gained power, it would take them only a matter of months to burn it down, tear it down, or destroy it.
Joe Biden tells a crowd at a drive-in rally in Georgia.
Everybody knows who Donald Trump is. Let's show them who we are. We choose hope over fear, unity over division, science over fiction, and yes, truth over lies.
The Trump campaign says no sensitive information was accessed by hackers who briefly took over the campaign website last night. The Los Angeles Dodgers win the World Series 4-2, beating Tampa Bay 3-1 in Game 6. It's LA's first title since 1988. Dodgers shortstop Corey Seager is named the series' most valuable player. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Flora Adams-Williams, physician assistant at OSF Healthcare. It's that time of year when we need to get our flu vaccines. Every flu season is different, and influenza infection can affect people differently. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to help protect against influenza. Some easy steps to protect yourself from getting the flu or COVID-19, as simple as social distancing, wearing your mask, covering your cough, washing your hands with soap and water, or using hand sanitizer. Flu vaccine prevents tens of thousands of hospitalizations each year. For example, during the year 2018 and 2019 flu season, the vaccination prevented an estimated 58,000 flu-related hospitalizations. The CDC recommends a vaccine for everyone 6 months and older. Flu shots are available at OSF Medical Group primary care offices and OSF Ergo locations. For more details, visit osfhealthcare.org.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champaign. Sarah Champaign knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retirement, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Mike Kessel. Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call our office today at 217-352-0117 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Banking Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This fall, our choice for Congress is clear. Lobbyist Betsy Londrigan is a Mike Madigan crony. In Springfield, Londrigan lined her pockets with Madigan's dirty insider deals. Then she took nearly $300,000 of Madigan's dirty money to buy a seat in Congress. Londrigan even took campaign cash from lobbyists under federal investigation for corruption and a rape cover-up. A Madigan machine politician, Betsy Londrigan would make Washington worse. There's a better choice. Our Congressman Rodney Davis is getting results for us. Rodney is taking on the big insurance companies to protect everyone with a pre-existing condition. And he's holding the big drug companies accountable to lower our prescription drug costs. And when the pandemic hit, Rodney secured lifeline loans for small businesses, helping to save over 2 million Illinois jobs. Rodney Davis is on our side.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-Day Weather, National Weather Service.
A little overcast, but partly cloudy by this afternoon. Today's high 53, 41 tonight. We've got the rains picking up, 60% shot of showers overnight and into tomorrow morning. We've got a high 53 tomorrow, down to 31, sunshine by Friday. High 52, low 33, 57 the high on Halloween with partly cloudy conditions. Right now, the temperature's at 41 on ESPN 93.5.
Wednesday mornings, Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund. He is in the swamp. How are you, Ed?
I'm doing great. I'm actually driving I'm driving to the office. I'm under the Capitol. There's a place where the highway goes under, sort of under the side of the Capitol, but close to it. So I'm in the swamp, but I'm not on the swamp. And the swamp is empty, at least of the elected alligators and crocodiles. They're mostly gone home to campaign with a week left. So it's sort of quiet, and you can walk around and not see all those guys in suits. So that's good.
Brother Johnny in the Crescent City, New Orleans, Louisiana, awaiting yet another storm. Is that correct?
Seventh time's the charm. I think this one might actually hit us.
Man.
Yeah, it'll be a one-ish, two-ish. I don't think we're expecting a real bad one, but should be hitting this evening. We'll batten down the hatches.
Yeah. Okay, let's begin with Tony Bobulinski on Tucker Carlson last night. Joe Biden has said many, many times,
I've never discussed my business or their business, my sons or daughters, and I've never discussed them.
When he states that, that is a blatant lie. Obviously, the world's aware that I attended the debate last Thursday, and in that debate, he made a specific statement around questions around this from the president, and I'll be honest with you, I almost stood up and screamed liar and walked out. And I'm thinking about the Biden family, like, how are they doing this? I know Joe decided not to run in 2016, but what if he ran in the future? Aren't they taking political risk or headline risk? And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he sort of looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
Ed Martin, your thoughts?
Well, you know, that could be the title of a book about the swamp, right? And actually it could be a book about, you know, politicians and elected officials in general, the plausible deniability. I mean, the idea is you kind of, with a wink and a nod, everybody's in on it. They know who's benefiting. What I was thinking about here, though, is one of the things about Biden that comes across to me is if you understand how the arc of these men and women, especially of his age, served in office, this is what they did. You know, his number one aide in this effort to be president is Chris Dodd, the former senator. And when Dodd left the Senate, I was thinking he wanted to be like the head of the motion picture industry, and he was making $10 million a year. This is what they expected to do. When you finally leave office, you cash in, and you cash out, I mean. You know, you get, and so, and in this case, Biden, like Hillary, wanted a political future. So he had to do it in a way that was not as brazen as Chris Dodd. Chris Dodd, if you said to him, you're making $10 million a year, is it because you were a senator? He would say, ha-ha, yeah, but he wasn't going to go in office again. And these ones that wanted to run again did these money laundering schemes like the Clinton Foundation and like the Biden family, you know, kind of effort. So I just wonder at this point, I just saw some data, the early voting. I wish I'd thought of this. Someone said, you know who's voting early? Everybody that decided 6 months ago. So the persuadables aren't in voting early. It's the right now they're looking at this and they're saying, huh, what does this mean? So maybe this will have the effect of an October surprise. But it's just classic swamp, and it looks and feels like what the swamp does.
Well, I think that you got half the people who are going to vote have voted, maybe a few more. I'm not sure who they're voting for, but I think that the election's still in the balance, so everybody needs to go vote. I'm feeling pretty good about the president, Stevie. I'm for the president. I mean, whatever you're complaining about or marching for, to pick Joe Biden, if you think you're not just jumping from the frying pan into the fire, I don't think you're paying a lot of attention. And whatever you're trying to change, you're going right back to the old political way. It's just unbelievable that he's even running, much less contending. But I'm feeling like we might have four more years of Trump. What do you think, Ed, as of 1 week before the election?
Oh, I totally agree. No, I think, you know, again, one thing, and Johnny, you and I talk about it a lot, much to Stevie J's chagrin probably, but if you've run for office like you have and I have, and the late Phyllis Schlafly used to say this, you understand how campaigns work a little differently than people from the sidelines. And you get to a certain point in a campaign and you can feel the direction it's going. And the only thing that stops the direction is election day. So if you're sort of fading, in 2012, I was the attorney general nominee and we had Romney on the top of the ticket. And in Missouri, Todd Akin was the Senate candidate. And my campaign for attorney general, it started to fade 2 weeks out and you couldn't stop it. And right now, Trump is surging everywhere, in every metric, every kind of thing, from voter registration to turnout at these events. You're seeing the polls. The pollsters who want a future are tightening their polls so they can say, well, I was within the margin of error at the end.
Yeah.
And
they're all changing.
Yeah. Well, and then what is your take on Trafalgar Group? They were the best in 2016. They were the best in 2018. They're polling differently. They're polling disruptors. And yesterday, for the first time, the Trafalgar Group had Joe Biden behind in Pennsylvania. But then you look at these other CNNs. They got Biden up like six. I don't get it.
Well, I go back to this, just the Ed Martin poll. I mean, because everything is about me. And the Ed Martin poll goes like this. In 2016, I sat on the set of six different TV stations in New York City on Election Day. I had flown up there to be a surrogate. I was on all these different stations, always with a Hillary person. And they turned to the Hillary person. They said, your candidate is going to be the first president. And then they turned to me and they said, your guy's going to lose a landslide. It's going to be embarrassing. It's destroying the party. What do you say? And I used to say, in Missouri, all the polls, the last poll was a day ago, it said that Trump was going to win by four. And I said, I'm from Missouri. I was chairman of the party. It feels like he's going to win by more. He won by 19. Look, so in 2016, if you were for Trump, you were sort of a fool and a buffoon to the mainstream media. Now, you've been called a racist and a white supremacist for 3 years and a Russian stooge. So who do you think answers pollsters correctly? So back to Trafalgar. Trafalgar, I think, is more reliable, although polling is tough these days because of lots of things. But what nobody can capture, even Trafalgar, is what do you think that African-Americans, Hispanic-Americans, Indian-Americans, people that have been waiting for someone on their side with pardons and real criminal justice reform and jobs for everybody, not just unions, not just windmills, not just cities. These people in this country know that Trump is on their side. And finally, drain the swamp is the most deadly phrase in politics if you're an incumbent. It may cost McSally her seat in Arizona. It may cost Cory Gardner a seat in Colorado. Because even if you're Republican, they just public hate you. So, I think the polling is not just off. It's missing this extraordinary moment in American life. And we're going to see something on Tuesday that is going to change the whole direction of the country. I'm not kidding, by the way. I think it's going to become a dramatic turning point in the life of America because what we're going to see from lots of voters we don't expect to.
And the other thing you see still, but maybe more than ever, is this incredible turnout wherever Trump's showing up now. I mean, it's more than he had 4 years ago. It's incredible. I haven't seen anything quite like that. And so I think that's certainly a symptom of a guy who's winning. But we have to see. And there again, we've got only half the votes left, which is, that's a... So who did those people vote for, Stevie? Yeah. You have any idea?
Well, in Florida, 2.6 early voters went to Democrats, but the Republicans were at 2.2 as of yesterday. So,
it's, well, the Democrats, that doesn't mean they're voting for Joe Biden. I mean, they say that.
Well, that's true.
They just vote. Yeah, so I'd say a good percentage of really both of those numbers is voting for the other side.
I'm telling you, though,
Ed, just don't know.
Ed, I mean, you got this. this whole underlying far-left progressive waiting in the weeds, so to speak, to pack the court, to make Washington, D.C. a state, to make Puerto Rico a state, to gain more liberal senators. You've got illegal aliens that are going to be able to vote. You've got all this transitional stuff. If Joe Biden wins and Chuck Schumer is the Senate Majority Leader and Nancy Pelosi holds the House, talk about transformational change in the next 2 years. It'll make your head spin.
Yeah, I mean, the hard part in politics is when you argue what somebody might do, be afraid of what they might do, it's just hard to conceptualize sometimes. And you know, but you know what happens in the last 24 or 48 hours? It gets 48 hours. When you riot in Philadelphia, everybody in America knows what that means. There's only one side that won't condemn Black Lives Matter, Antifa. They're you know, the governor of Pennsylvania called the peaceful protesters. They injured 30 cops. They're boarding up the city of Philadelphia downtown so the looters won't come. There's looters taking dishwashers on a dolly out of a Walmart. So America knows, you can see it. Forget about what the argument is. I mean, look, I agree with you. AOC and the Gang of Three, they want to stack the pack the court. They want to change the Electoral College. They want to transform. They want to grab power forever. They want to dominate American politics. That's hard to describe after a certain point. But burning Philadelphia 3 or 4 or 5 mm-hmm. days, I guess it's 8 days before the election, the public knows. I got a text from somebody in Illinois. He said, way down south, down by St. Louis, he said, Ed, I can't believe they're burning Philadelphia. He said, these people have no idea the message it says. Now, whether the media is covering it,
yeah.
We started out by talking about Bob Alinsky. I mean, Bob Alinsky is a credible, this is not a fly-by-night. This, even frankly, this isn't even one of the women accusing Clinton, where you have to say, it was 27 years ago, what do we do? How do we know? You know what? In this case, we have the guy is sitting there, he's got a record, and it's being ignored by the press. It's not being covered by anybody. It's extraordinary, other than Fox. It's an extraordinary. So if you don't see the riots in Philadelphia, maybe it doesn't matter. But if the country does, then people know what that means.
Well, I think, Ed, too, when you talk about crushing a story or when you talk about taking it down like Twitter and Facebook, right now we're still at a point that I think that intensifies the way that news spreads. Actually, it's backfiring. I don't really think you can cover up what's going on because you still have telephone calls, text, and email. And so it doesn't work. It kind of blows up right now. They've got a cancel culture concept, but they don't have a handle on. They think they can push a few buttons, but it's not working because everywhere Trump goes, everybody knows exactly what he's talking about. All of them. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
You can't keep those things under wraps.
Yeah. And, well, and one more thing, Stevie J. The images of Philadelphia burning, the image of Justice Barrett at the White House, you know, these images, the American people, most people are visual, and they're just seeing what are the, and then Trump is you know, you see the images of Trump helicoptering into one event, and then Biden going down steps in Georgia at the place. By the way, the place where FDR went to be healed because he was completely addled. And I thought, why is Biden doing this? I guess he's doing it for coronavirus, but it made me think maybe he's going to dip himself into the warm springs and try to get healthy. But the images of this, you know, 80 people looking at Biden and Trump has 8,000, the images are of a successful president. And so, you know, we are going to see some voter irregularities. We're going to see some rioting. By the way, Justice Barrett on the Supreme Court, make sure we're not going to see insanity from the Supreme Court. We're going to see real decisions in the election. We're going to need them. And I think that's going to be another big factor.
I'm going to go with, I'm happy with 5.5 judges. I'm still going with a half for Roberts, but we got to wait and see.
All right, now, before we let you guys go, Johnny, you know, what do you think is going to happen Tuesday? And any guess as to the electoral numbers?
I don't know about the electoral numbers because I think you'll have some surprises on both ends. I'm kind of leaning towards Trump victory that's so resounding, not a total, utter landslide, but one that they just can't drag it out and pull him over the line, pull Biden over the line. And I think it'll be decided pretty much by the end of next week, and I think it'll be Trump.
Ed?
Well, look, I'm even more optimistic. I got to tell you, I believe that I think Trump wins every place that he won the last time. I don't see any reason to think Florida's off the table now. Ohio's off the table now. Pennsylvania's looking great. I think he wins in New Hampshire. He wins in New Mexico. He wins in Nevada.
What?
And I think the bigger news is that you'll see incumbents lose in Alabama. That's obvious. The Democrat senator, also in New Hampshire, also in Minnesota. Trump wins Minnesota.
What?
Also,
what?
I don't think. And there's going to be the only senators that you lose is, I think you could lose McSally, the Republican in Arizona, but maybe not. And Cory Gardner. So the House, the Senate picks up three Republicans, and Trump wins a massive electoral landslide. It's, in fact, here's one for you. I think because of New Jersey and New York and California, you watch what I'm saying, Trump will win the popular vote barely.
What?
Because you're going to see 40% of New Jersey voters are against Trump, and it will help soften the problem of the popular vote. So I'll be on next Wednesday to break it down for you, but that's what you could take to the bank.
Ed, what about, I got a question specifically. I like the guy, John Jay, in Michigan, and I think he's got a chance.
No, Even the lying polls are saying he's tied or winning, and then they say Trump is losing Michigan by 4. This is insane. Trump is winning Michigan, and so is John James. John James is guaranteed. That's an easy one. The rest of them get tied.
Well, I like that.
He's going to be a senator.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah. So what about the House? No chance, huh?
No, House wins. The House, the narrow. Kevin McCarthy is Speaker, but he only has about, he's probably only got 6 or 7. He's going to lose a couple of incumbents, like that are drain the swamp Republicans. They just dump them out. But you pick up the House by about 5. It makes it almost ungovernable. But it'll be Nancy Pelosi will be retired as Speaker, and Trump will have a window for 6 months to a year to enact a bold agenda for America. And I'm telling you, Johnny, here comes school choice. Ivanka's out yesterday saying she wants it. And I'm that may gets the left of the party, the moderates, into the place where we conservatives are. And the transformation of America is coming in January of 2021.
We will replay this. We will replay this clip here next Wednesday, Ed, if you are correct. This is I've not heard anyone in America say what you just said. So we will.
Well, I'll make it better. I'll make CBJ. This will be the news. You can say this. Ed Martin said it first time here because it's going to be famous. This will be the golden age of America. I'm not joking. We're going to go into, we're closing the dark ages where the media is broken, the systems are broken, and the golden age of America is actually starting in January. So mark it, write it down. I'm not at all kidding. I'm not being Pollyannish. I'm saying this is what America has been waiting for. We've had 60 years of the dark ages of institutions being degraded by these powerful people. And starting in January, it's going to be the golden age of America.
From your lips to God's ears, your lips to God's ears, we will see. Johnny, Ed, always a pleasure, both of you. Johnny, I'm looking at this map. Yeah. You got to be careful today down there.
For sure.
Be careful.
This hurricane.
Yeah. Well, it's rain. I mean, you know how it goes, Steve. It's weather. And comes in all shapes and sizes. We'll be okay. It's going to be fine.
All right. Well, we'll call you guys next Wednesday. Ed Martin, you're my. How do people connect with you?
At Eagle Ed Martin on Twitter and PhillisSchlafly.com. Thanks, guys. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Johnny. Johnny in New Orleans, where another hurricane is headed, barreling in toward the city of New Orleans. It looks like it's going to hit on the west side, but...
Now, this is Zeta.
Zeta, or the Z's. So we got to come up with another
A? In the
A?
Greek alphabet.
I got you.
No, the Greek alphabet ends with Omega.
I have no idea. So okay. Call Greek to me.
I mean, my husband went through the Greek alphabet at dinner time yesterday.
Wow. I know a few Roman numerals. Does that count? All right. If you're looking to get an appliance, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World can help. That's all they do. Go to appliance-world.com to get started. You can sign up, get some exclusive offers. Latest local deals, talk to somebody online, or you can call their showroom. You can go in with your mask. Family-owned and operated, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World since 1977. All they do is appliances, so they do it better than anybody else. That's what their focus is on the washing machine or the dryer. Dick Van Dyke, the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. They offer discount pricing on quality products, Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Not only low prices, but the best selection. They also specialize in appliance service, including delivery, installation, and repair. And, of course, you cannot beat their free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Check them out. Very good.
I'm sorry. It was a little rip.
Oh, that was good. South of I-74 on Neil. Go to appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. ESPN
93.5. Wow.
Wow. To our friend Steve Suderman, he's at Good Vibes, where you will find your home theaters, your clips, your sound systems, and all kinds of great deals because everything's starting early, my friend.
Right. I'm hearing Black Fridays.
Yeah. Black Friday has lost its meaning. It's backed up to before Halloween, and that's... It's just on Monday, the day before yesterday, Sony dropped prices on 13 models that we sell to the prices that will be there on Thanksgiving, you know, weekend, and so they're not going down any further. Some of those prices are below what wholesale cost was last week. I've got a scheduled call another regional manager on Friday to see if he can do something about that, because I'm not supposed to lose $100 to sell a TV, but that's what's happening now. They've got inventory, so they've got deals. They know there's not going to be lines of people at the mall. Things have changed. People are going to be buying stuff online and checking stuff out online, and as little shopping in stores as they can get away with. And, of course, we're brick and mortar, but we've got a website, so we get to play. Klipsch and Paradigm, two speaker companies, one's American, one's Canadian. Those are the one guys we back hard. They start their promos on Monday, so on our website we've got teases. You can kind of see what the price is. I can't announce them yet today, but I can. You know, you got to look on our website to see it. It looks like LG is going to hold the OLED TVs pretty much the way they are today. There may be some movement. Bose and Sonos, they're going to have a couple traditional Black Friday specials. Put on their Bluetooth stuff, you know, the $100, the $200 products, not the cool Arc soundbar. They can't make it. If I ordered one of those today, I'd get it in January. That's how backward they are and that stuff. We're going to send out the Halloween email. We're going to resend it because some of the deals have changed since 2 weeks ago.
What do you got?
You're on the mailing list, right, Steve?
Yeah, you can't say it. I'm on the mailing list, so I got, you know, I'm feeling good.
A couple of that I can announce because they're in place right now. The 75-inch Sony X800. Okay, that's a 75-inch.
This is a Sony X. I've got the Sony 75-inch, and I think I paid $2,000.
About, well, it's about half that.
Come
today.
On, man. I want a rebate. Give me my rebate. Isn't that how it works? All right, so
less than I darned well paid for it last
week. Wow. What's the number? It's $1,200 or something?
It's $999.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
And the 65-inch little brother to it is $799. And these are serious TVs. They're not kidding around. They're smart TVs. They're 4K. They're
man cave upgrade.
Well, why don't you just get... Who needs Buffalo Wild Wings? You just get your own several screens and watch all the games.
Right, the jungle room in Elvis's house.
We think there's going to be a resurgence in the home theater, projector screen, all that stuff.
For sure.
You know, that's kind of... Big TVs have gotten cheap enough that that's kind of gone down a little bit, but there's no movie theaters.
Yeah, that's right.
And,
that's right. We
can put one in your house.
Yep.
You bet it. And they're the people to do it. They know how to install beautifully. They are so experienced. They're locally owned and operated.
Bar.
Support Good Vibes. Support Good Vibes. They don't make up. They lose money on their TV. Come on, man.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
And on Sunday, we will turn 49.
We'll be
in business 49 years to the day.
Congratulations.
Nav 1.
Well,
so thank you.
You've survived it. You've made it. You've wrestled with other people for your televisions. You're not afraid to stand up for what is right and wrong. And amazing. So please go to Good Vibes. They have the best products. They have the best service. They have the best people. What more can I say? I mean,
we will maintain social distance. We're going to wear masks. We're going to play by the rules. It's a safe place to shop. But you can do it all on the website, too, which is gvibes.com.
And come on,
look
man.
For the email.
Come on, man.
It's got links
come
to
on,
the
man.
Deals. And
come on, man.
Yeah, shop them. Come on, man. All right, you're my good friend, and I support you fully. We want you to shop at Good Vibes. Forget the big box stores. You get the same price with Steve, and they got experts that can put them in place safely. Okay.
We might have more inventory than they do right now.
I bet you do. I support good vibes. All right, my friend, talk soon.
All right, thanks, Stevie.
That's good vibes. It's Round Barn next to the whatever they call it.
DMV.
Drivers.
Motor vehicle.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I don't either. But it's out there in good vibes next to where you get your driver's license. Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay, time for the news, and then we'll come back, and there is...
more therapy ahead.
More therapy, another hour to go, so good news about that. You can always chime in, 359-2255. You can Facebook message us as well. Okay, I love going to Prairie Gardens.
The last weekend of Totally Christmas Open House is this Friday through Monday at Prairie Gardens. Come see what's new. Shop exclusive open house four-day specials. Find your perfect Christmas tree with the area's largest selection, and every tree is guaranteed. And enter to win your favorite decorated Christmas tree free. Join us this Friday through Monday for one last weekend of Totally Christmas Open House social distance style. Only at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, and... Totally Christmas.
You're listening to WSJ.